This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The corporate deal of the day is a content and distribution deal. Time Warner is going to spend $538 million for 10% of the streaming service Hulu. Hulu's got a new online pay TV service set to start next year, which would put it in direct competition with cable companies. But nomenclature matters here, because we are talking Time Warner, the content company, parent of HBO and CNN and Warner Brothers Studios, not Time Warner Cable. Marketplace's Sally Herships unpacks it all.
Have you ever tried to follow a battle on Game of Thrones? It's complicated. Who's beheading who? Who got knocked off their horse? It feels almost as tricky as trying to follow media companies these days, like Time Warner Cable versus Time Warner Inc.
Time Warner Inc., who is buying the 10% stake in Hulu, is not the same as Time Warner Cable,
which is about to be known by a new name, Spectrum. It recently merged with another company, but that's a side plot. Bill Jasso is at Syracuse's Newhouse School of Communications. He says Time Warner Inc., that did this deal, makes content like Game of Thrones.
But they don't have their own distribution systems. They don't own their own movie theaters anymore. They don't own TV stations anymore.
So Time Warner Inc. has to find places to distribute its content, shows and movies on networks like CNN and HBO. Thus, says Jasso, the deal with Hulu. Hulu's new service is one more place. Neil Macker is an equity analyst with Morningstar.
The way to think of it right now is that Hulu, the service that they're going to be offering next year, is basically looking to replace your pay TV subscription.
Hulu will sell you a bundle which could include options like ESPN, ABC, and content from Time Warner.
The way the business is evolving, a lot of competitors are becoming partners and vice versa.
Paul Verna is with eMarketer. He says Hulu does compete with Time Warner in the sense that it could take viewers away from the cable companies which carry its content and pay more than digital distribution does.
They're really trying to have it both ways, which is what every other company in this business is trying to do.
But Verna says viewers are moving online. So if Time Warner can sell subscriptions and ads there, it's better to take a slightly lower margin than no margin at all. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.